USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president and his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Also reacting to the president's comments, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
For the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics, that's an assault on our democracy.
The White House also says President Trump is getting briefings on the attacks on the commercial ships in the Gulf of Oman. The attacks come amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A new Florida law is meant to put more cars but not drivers on Florida roads. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill today encouraging self-driving car technology.
Florida officially has an open-door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis says this measure will be great for Florida, which allows self-driving cars to be operated without human backup. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise praised Capitol Hill police officers Crystal Greiner and David Bailey during a congressional baseball practice Wednesday for helping save him from a near-fatal shooting 2 years ago in Virginia.
The things I think about the most when I think about June 14th, it's the heroes. Thank you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your sacrifice. And glad you're back.
Scalise was shot in the hip by gunman James Hodgkins, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Scalise does hope to be in attendance at the game coming up on the 26th of June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The criticism is continuing from some in the media and some fans after the USA women's soccer team won their first game against Thailand 13-0. Some people felt the celebrations were a bit excessive and that the United States should have maybe took their foot off the gas, you could say. CBS This Morning caught up with USA women's soccer star Hope Solo, and one of the questions she was asked was if the men would be getting the criticism like the women are receiving now.
I think so. I think that's how we grow the game. We have to be criticized. There's this ongoing debate right now in England about how do we push the women's game forward. Well, we have to be willing to take criticism as women athletes and women footballers because ultimately the men take criticism as well.
As far as celebrating goals, Solo believes
we can celebrate goals. America loves winning, and we certainly put on quite the show the other night. It was a comprehensive performance. It was a beautiful performance by the United States. But I still think we can celebrate those goals and the fans can enjoy the game without having the choreographed celebrations.
And finally, the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championships. They beat the Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 in Boston. Now tonight is Game 6 of the NBA Finals, the last game also to be played at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Golden State Warriors will host the Toronto Raptors. Toronto is leading that series 4-2. Tip-off is set for just after 6 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.